Scott City ended up at the second place finish at GWAC on Saturday. Over on the standings, they were right in the fourth place there in that middle of the pack there. Very competitive league this year, and it showed that on Saturday. A lot of three-match sets there, as we talked with Coach Shelby Kite. And Coach, thanks for joining me here. And I mean, just kind of looking back at the league, you guys end up going, I think it was 5-2, and a lot of your matches go into three sets, I think all but maybe one or two. could you believe how balanced it was on Saturday just across the league, a lot of the matches going three?
You know, I think that was, you know, kind of, I guess kind of the cool part was just how almost evenly matched our league is. And, you know, it did. So many went three, and it was a long, hard day. But, you know, I thought overall, I thought the day went really well for us. You know, we had moments of, you know, uncertainty there, but I felt like overall as a whole our day went pretty well. You know, I don't feel like we had showed up against several of our league teams this season, and so to be able to bounce back and come out of their second place, I thought that was a really good day overall.
I thought it was a testament for your team to be able to make adjustments and even some personnel adjustments on the fly there on Saturday, and I think that shows maybe surprising, not surprising, that you do have a little bit of depth as well along the way.
Yeah, I you know, this last couple of weeks have been crazy with Allie being out and then Brooklyn here and there, and you know, we just it's kind of bounced around, and you know, then we have Ella gone, and so yeah, Saturday, you know, actually the last couple Saturdays have just kind of showed how deep we are, and you know, how we can bounce around and we can cover things when we need to, and so it's good to see, and it's not surprising, I don't think, to me and the other coaches, but you know, I don't know that we've always showed that this whole season, and so to see this happening now, I think it shows how far these girls have come, and I think it helps make it look really good for this weekend.
I thought you had a lot of consistency across the board, and I know it didn't show maybe some of the rallies and some of the sets that you did drop, but I showed a lot of consistency from a lot of your veterans there, and even a newcomer who played a lot of varsity time, and Peyton Goodman. I thought she came in there and swung the ball pretty well.
Yeah, she did. Peyton stepped up big, you know, especially in that Ulysses game for us, come in and close it out like she did. But you're right. I think, you know, a lot of our veterans stepped up, and it was good to have Allie back for the first time and for a few weeks, and to get to see her play out there. And I felt like, you know, throughout the day we just had different girls step up and really make some big plays at some crucial times for us. And, you know, like you said, we had moments where we dropped, you know, a few here and there. And unfortunately that ended up catching us, especially in that Holcomb game. But we turned back around and bounced back and was able to come back and get Hugoton and secure that second place spot. So that was nice to finish out the day like that.
It was almost like you guys were survival of the fittest there, because you had six consecutive matches with very minimal breaks.
Yeah, it was. That was, you know, we kind of obviously knew what was ahead of us for the weekend, but, you know, I don't even know that we processed it until we were in it. But it tested us, you know, mentally and physically. And so, you know, this Saturday we've got to do three. That's half, you know. And so if we can make it through that, then Saturday ought to be a breeze for us.
Well, yeah, because how it's set up with the bracket there, where you guys are sitting as a 4 seed taking on Southwestern Heights there. It's a 5 seed. You're going to go probably around 2 o'clock, but you're going to have back-to-back-to-back matches if you're able to advance all the way through there. And so I think, you know, as you take a look at the bracket for Saturday, this is kind of a wide-open tournament. I think even, you know, 1-7, 1-8, Cimarron showed a lot of guts on Saturday as well in their last match.
Yeah, I really truly think that Saturday is just so open, and I don't know that there's a big, huge, dominant team. You know, sometimes when you go into sub-states, you just have that team that kind of is just way over the top. And like you said, all the way through 7 and 8, they've proven themselves at different points in the year to be some pretty tough teams and take some really good teams to 3 or even beat some teams. And so I think that's, you know, what's going to be really exciting on Saturday is it's so unknown as to how that can, what the outcome can be. And I just feel like it's whoever decides to show up that day with the most heart. And, you know, I just, like I said, we can only hope that that's our team.
And how fun is it to be a part of that and also kind of have it all at home and not have to travel?
That's the greatest part, is to be able to have it at home. And, you know, with the crazy year that it has been, obviously just very thankful that we've made it to this point in the year and have been able to compete and stay healthy and stay in the gym. And so fingers crossed we can hold out here for another week and a half. And but like I said, it's great to have it at home. We're excited to be able to play in front of our home court. We're excited for the opportunity, and we just got to show up on Saturday ready to play.
It's Coach Shelby Kite joining us here from Scott County Hardware and Scott Cities. We'll get ready to talk to a couple of the seniors on the team. And thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you on Saturday.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Shelby Kite joining us here. And now we talk with one of our two seniors here. And it's going to be Allie Brunswick who's going to get things started off here, setting things up here. Play in. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And does it feel weird that you're already to sub-state in your last year of high school volleyball?
It is kind of weird. I missed a couple of the weeks, so it's gone by really fast.
Yeah, getting back into the swing of things, how was that for you last Saturday? Been a couple weeks for you since you've been on the court, and did it feel like, did it take a while, or how was that?
Yeah, it took me a little bit to get back into the speed of it, I guess.
Yeah, but... would you feel like maybe your serving was probably your strength on Saturday?
Yeah, it was, until I would miss like three in a row.
Well, even the best miss some.
Yeah,
the net
sure.
Just moved in the wrong direction.
It did, yeah. It's like the wind was blowing or something.
Well, I kind of wonder if it was a little bit, though, when you're in the auxiliary gym, because that door was open for a while.
Yeah, it was kind of blinding me, that sun. That was why. Okay. That's why I missed them.
Oh, well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But, how did you feel like that you guys played overall on Saturday?
I thought it went pretty well for not having Ella and, you know, moving again. From adding me back to the rotation, I think we did pretty well.
And did it add a little, as you're out for a couple weeks, did it add a little fuel to your fire there to say, we got to get going here and this is it?
Oh, yeah. I was very upset that I could not play. And then when I was back, I was like, all right, got to go.
Well, as you look forward here to Saturday in sub-state, what's something that you're maybe looking forward to here the most on Saturday?
I'm looking forward to playing Goodland.
Yeah.
I really want to beat them.
Well, yeah, hopefully, yeah, maybe this is your chance here. But
yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
Have that team, Southwestern Heights, in front of you. Hopefully you're able to get past them.
Oh,
but,
yeah, we got to beat them first.
Well, you got to beat them first, but still, you still have a goal in mind, though.
Yeah,
but,
yep.
Yeah, and how cool is it to get to play on your home court your senior year?
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a fun one for you here. And what's been maybe some of your memorable experiences for volleyball here this year, maybe throughout your career?
This year, I don't know about this year yet. I'm hoping to make some on Saturday, some really good ones. But probably last sub-state was probably my best high school volleyball memory of all time.
Well, hopefully this is an extra memorable one here this
weekend.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. I'm hoping that it tops it.
You betcha. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
All right. Senior Allie Brunswick joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Allie Brunswick joining us here. And we get Paige Volgamore again on the show here. Is this the second or third time you've been on this year?
Second, I think.
All right. Well, that's all right. You're more than welcome anytime. How you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. And I guess, does it feel surreal that you're playing in the sub-state already on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm so excited. It went by so fast, but I can't wait.
And you've had a significant improvement along the way here this year. Where do you think that you saw the most improvement at along the way?
Really just, like, being able to play everywhere, because I've played, like, all over different positions. And, I don't know, just being able to adapt is probably where I've improved the most, I think.
And, you know, with some injuries and whatnot in the at home a couple weeks ago, you were kind of put into a different role there. And what was that role like, that you pretty much played every position on the court?
Oh, it was fun, because, I mean, I love hitting outside, and then I got to play middle, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. So I loved it.
And you got to serve a little bit more there on Saturday.
Yeah, I also got to serve for, I mean, the first time pretty much all season, so that was exciting too.
What was it like with your first serve? Were you a little nervous?
I was nervous, and I usually jump serve at practice, but I was a little too nervous to do that. But hopefully, if I get the opportunity to serve again, I'll jump serve on Saturday.
It was just success that first one got over the net, and you were good after that, right?
Yep, that's what it felt like.
All right, but as you look ahead here this Saturday here, what's something that you're looking to do maybe to improve from last week and help the team maybe take it to the next level?
Well, I'm really looking forward to hopefully revenge against Goodland. Mm-hmm. Excited to beat them.
All right. You know, and you've had a pretty great senior season here. What's some of your favorite memories, or what do you feel like maybe your favorite match was this year?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a tough one. We've had a lot of fun matches, those close ones. The game against Lebo was really fun, even though we ended up losing, but that was a really exciting game, I think.
All right. Well, it is a senior, Paige Vogelmore, joining us here. And thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here on Saturday.
Thank you, Adam.